as promised, here is the outtake in between the two segments of my interview with Dr. Long. I didn't have the recorder going as we began to talk offline, and it became evident that this was just too powerful to miss. So in this little snippet of a segment, I asked him if he understood the impact of the research from NDEs with regard specifically to Christianity, but I guess Islam as well, if you didn't have to belong to any one faith to get into what we call heaven. Many, if not most, Christians will tell you that belief in Jesus is an article of faith and it's mandatory to believe to enter into heaven. Do you realize, Doctor, the impact that this might have on our faith? I mean, our Christian faith? If you don't have to believe in Jesus to gain entry into this blissful place, well...
I'm very clear on that. I mean, God, in fact, when religion is discussed in near-death experiences, when they actually encounter information about that, it is really astonishing how there isn't any real favored religion, that God seems to love all of us and all of our religious beliefs, no matter where on the planet it is. It's certainly the information they have there, I think, could be very unifying and a common ground for discussion, appreciation, and hopefully peace worldwide. I mean, the implications are amazing. Nobody in history has talked to this many people that shared their experiences sequentially that encountered God.
Do you ever get any hate mail from this?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Actually, I mean, hardly ever. I mean, it's so rare, I'd have to think hard. I suppose some people don't like it, but it's almost never, thank goodness.
Well, you aren't confronting in the book. You don't come across that way, so they probably just dismiss it if they don't want to believe that this could possibly be true.
Yeah, I don't think we're really stepping on a lot of people. I mean, if people find that we're stepping on their beliefs, they just don't read the book. But I think people that have a real curiosity about what this evidence is and the strength of the evidence, that's a 4.5-star book. Virtually everybody loves it.
Yeah, well, I did too. All right, I'm going to start the next segment, okay? And I might work that in. I'll get your permission before I do anything like that.
Hang on. Go right ahead. You got my permission.
Okay, thank you. I've got that recorded.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, dive right into it.
And there you have it, folks. If the experiences of these people that had near-death experiences are reported accurately, and I'm assuming that all of the controls that Dr. Long applied means that they are definitely accurate, then that means that our religious beliefs are not germane as to whether or not we get into heaven or a higher spiritual realm. The only thing that counts is love. And after all, isn't that what Jesus taught his followers 2,000 years ago? I'm going to do a blog on my Jesus of History site about this subject. I'm going to take about a week to think about this and think it through. You might want to check back on that site next week, and I'll have it posted for everybody to read. That's www.jesusofhistory.org, and then check the blog tab. Okay? Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Ron Way with Author Talk and the Rising Light Media websites. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead.